you know, you can't blame the mortuary colleges because, you know, we're trying to get the basics there, and you know, just learning about the industry and preparation and, you know, microbiology and that, and most of this, you know, this type of training is on the job training, and it's you know, and it's hard to, you know, to find. And what's happening, Mike, is that, you know, everything around us is continually changing, as you've said. And you know, Mike, we, when people registered for this call, or for the series of calls for our awareness week here, we, you know, we were submitted all of those questions of or frustrations, and, you know, we tried to answer as many as we could throughout the last few recordings and teleseminars, but there was a lot that are, you know, asking about, well, how do I train my staff, or you know, what do we really need to do? And you know, even a question came in here of, you know, how do you, you know, what's your answer to a, when there's a newspaper of your competitor with a ridiculously low price for direct cremation, or, you know, those types of things. And and I think maybe, Mike, if you know, one thing, if you could maybe just enlighten the group on, you know, what you've been working on, because we just, I think we really struck a chord here with within the industry of how important this is. We've talked about it, and you know, that you know, price, just, you know, out and out price matching isn't a pricing strategy. We have to go beyond that, and we don't want to leave money on the table, and you know, that can hurt us. And so you know, you've been kind of putting together some of your knowledge and more in a kind of a how-to fashion. So can you kind of let the folks know what the program, your Price Shopper Secrets program, how that training will actually work, and, you know, what is it going to do?
Well, we're going to break the actual training down into three separate modules, and we're going to present it to you in addition to all the information that you already have. What we are going to actually do is now provide you with the tactics and with the strategies, with the wording, with the script, with the questions that you need to ask, that you should ask, that when you start asking, when you start doing, is going to give you an entirely different response. You know, if you continue to do what you have always done, then you will continue to get what you have always gotten. So these are proven new ways that cause the price shopper, the customer, to look at you in a different way. A big word in funeral service is differentiation. And I'm going to be having some articles coming out in our professional journals that will be discussing differentiation. It is not just a buzzword today. It is a necessity today because our customers see all funeral homes basically as being the same. Now, that person who is saying, my customer or my competitor has just taken a half-page ad out there, and he has talked about the lowest price and so on and so forth, well, what are you doing about that? Does that mean that you have to now take a half-page ad to compete with him? No. But are you going out to the community? Are you talking about the value that you represent, and are you talking about the differences between you? Now, you may say, no, I'm not doing that. And I'm going to say, are there any differences between you? Well, no, Mike, there really are not any differences. Well, you now need to create differences. Yeah, it's going to require some work on your part. I think many of you know my background. I owned and operated a funeral home in Burbank, California. 2 miles down the street from me was Forest Lawn. They served 10,000 families a year. 2 miles the other way was Pierce Brothers Mortuary, and they only served 7,500 families a year. There was no reason, it made no sense for me to be in business in Burbank, California, and to grow my business from 111 calls to 360 calls annually. Made no sense for me to do that. I should have been out of business. And they were $1,000 less than I was across the board. We talked about the value that we bring. Does this work 100% of the time? No, it does not. But I am going to tell you that it will work 50, 60, and maybe 70% of the time if you teach yourself how to do this. And think back to when you started your career. How clumsy you were, how unsure of yourself you were that very first time you were in the prep room all by yourself and you had to embalm your very first body all by yourself. Well, that may be exactly where you are today. You may be feeling uncertain. Confidence has a lot to do with it. But you have to gain the confidence. And once you motivate yourself to act, you will begin building confidence just as you now are transferring this information to price callers, building confidence, giving them real reason to choose you. I had to compete with Neptune Society, direct disposals by cremation. They were also headquartered in Burbank, California at the time. They were getting a huge amount of our business from all other funeral homes. And I wanted to go after this business as well. And we differentiated our cremation, our basic cremation service. So I challenge you to say, how do we differentiate our service as compared to that lowball guy down the street who just took out the half-page ad and said, see, we're $800 less than anyone else in town. Oh, my gosh, you have to give us a call. And you are not talking about the value and the peace of mind and the security and all the other things in which you differentiate yourself. I determined early on that with cremation families, they had one of their hot buttons was the fact that they did not know that they were getting their father's cremated remains back. That was a hot button for them, and it is a hot button today across America. How do I know these are indeed my grandmother's cremated remains? Well, to present this in a value proposition to our callers and customers, We used a third-party crematory, like many of you on the phone are doing. You don't have your own crematory. You're going somewhere else. I had one of my staff members stay at the crematory during the entire cremation process so that we could issue our 100% guarantee to a client family that they are indeed assured and guaranteed of getting their father's cremated remains because we stay at the crematory and monitor it. I had to do that. That was responsible for me gaining a lot of new cremation business. Everyone that called me? No, because there are some people who say, I don't care who's cremated or whose ashes I'm getting. I didn't even know we get anything back when there's cremation. But I am going to tell you that a great number of people do care about that. Are you taking such steps in your business in that way or in other ways to differentiate yourself? Are you making witnessing at the crematory available? Or are you doing just what the other guy is doing? Taking a dead body to the crematory, dropping it off, talking about last night's Phillies victory with the owner or the operator of the crematory, and 5 minutes later you're back in your car making your way home. Is that what you're doing? Well, that's probably what he's doing. So why don't you go out into the community and say, let's talk about some of the key differences. Let me tell you how we do things. Let me tell you about our philosophy. How many of you are sharing the philosophy that we were all taught in mortuary science? I used to do this throughout my community with great impact. We believe our philosophy is we treat every deceased person as if he or she was a member of our own family. Why don't you put that in a half-page ad and see the response that you get? So there's a lot of ways that you can do this. You know, this hotel price shopping secrets is not going to give you the two things to do that will guarantee this will happen. No. But it is going to give you hundreds of tools, a great number of tools, a great number of questions, a great number of things to think about, in which you can share what is important to the consumer. And I know that you all think that price and price alone is the reason, and I disagree. It is not always the case. And when you get someone who is only and only interested in price, and you can go nowhere with that person, your options are limited. You either stick to your guns and share the value differences with them, or you match price. That's it. That's it. That's not a price shopper secret. Everybody in the world knows that. Here's another no secret. I'll tell you this, that the fastest way to lose money is to quote price and price alone first. I'll repeat it for you. The fastest way to lose money is to quote price and price alone first. I don't care if you're selling markers, limousine rentals, funerals, cremations, shoes, hair products, or pizza pies. What is the essence of what it is you do? How do I go about training my staff, you ask? Well, you can download this information. You can retain this information. And the next three courses that we are going to be talking about are critical because it contains the strategies and the tactics for you, and you can study that and present that in a training module to your people. You download it one time. Now, I give you another option. I mean, that's why this is such a bargain. Or you can call Mike Kubasak and have me come out and train your staff for 2 or 3 days. You want to pay that kind of money? I'm your guy. I'll be there at your beckon. You give me the day and the time, and I'll be there. And I'll work with your staff, and they will be trained. When I walk out the door, you will have a lean, mean phone-answering machine as an employee. Or you can download this information and start with this, because this is exactly what I would be going through with your staff. Have you ever taught your staff, as I did with great success, that the fastest way to lose money is to quote price and price alone first? Therefore, our policy here at our funeral home is that we will ask the caller three questions before you give out a price. And I spent hours with my staff training them as to how to become proficient at doing that. See, I just didn't say, here's our new policy, everybody, and we're going to start doing this on Monday morning, and I'm going to be calling you as a secret shopper to make sure that all of you are asking me three questions before you give out a price. No, there's a process to that. There's a methodology to that. There's a skill to that. They must be nurtured. They must be taught. I just can't take someone who works at the funeral home and put them in the prep room and say, here's where we keep all of the makeup. The brushes are here. All the makeup is here. The lipstick is here. The powder is here. I now want you to go and do the makeup on this deceased person and walk out the door. You can't do that. Well, you can't do these things either without learning, practicing, experimenting, modifying, and adopting. But what we have done is put it together in three nicely chewable, bite-size proportions. The first step, we're going to be looking at the individual from inside out. Yes, that person who answers your telephone. Maybe it's you, maybe it's your wife. Maybe it's your 25-year key employee. We're going to help them identify their personal strengths and weaknesses. Where do I need some help? And we're specifically going to look at the four common deficiencies that I have uncovered that exist in most funeral homes. Now, you may not have these four common deficiencies, although I think you will. You may have more, or there may be modifications to these deficiencies. And we're going to go through them step by step. Then we're going to look at your three pillars, what I call the pillars of your mindset. When someone calls your firm and they say, can you tell me how much this costs? Where is your mind going? What are you thinking? How can your mindset actually be your fate? I believe that. Then we're going to look at the eight steps in starting the call. Yeah, I give you eight things to do. And if you do these eight things on that call, I'm going to guarantee you that your odds are greatly increased. I don't care what the competitor is charging or how they are advertising his cheap price. Then I'm going to urge all of you to have a powerful opening statement and a powerful closing statement with that caller. Powerful. What are you saying now? How are you saying it? What words are you using? Are you saying it with sincerity or not? Are you saying what your competitor says, or are you being different? Are you being more professional? Are you showing the consumer that you are really focused on them, or are you just trying to sell them? You're just trying to convince them. The second module is exploring what takes place on the telephone. This is important because you need to know where the customer is coming from. How can you give out information? Oh, unless you just want to be an order taker. Can you tell me how much a funeral is? Yes, $5,283.49, including tax. I mean, if that's all you want to do, you may as well hang up now and go play golf for the rest of the afternoon. So we have to give much more than price. And we have to learn how to get with that customer, and that customer has to see that we're not selling, that we're truly serving. It's going to help you identify what kind of customer you are with. Now, if you are with a customer who has a true financial need, and you have skillfully uncovered that, I believe that all of you as caring professionals are never going to say no to someone in your community because of a lack of funds, that you will provide service to them. Oh, you're not going to give them two limousines, and you may not give them 3 days of viewing, and you may not give them a free obituary notice and print 500 memorial cards for them, but I believe that you will treat that family respectfully and give that deceased person a dignified form of disposition, whether it is cremation, whether it is burial in Potter's Field, or whatever the case might be. And then the third bite-sized chunk that we're going to talk about is winning. Winning. Getting that call. Not being afraid to ask for that business. Because you've set the parameters now. You've asked one or two or three very key questions. All of a sudden, you're finding out that this caller, not all of them, but this caller is involved with more than just price. That when I ask a customer who hasn't maybe been through this, what are your three most serious concerns about choosing a funeral home? They will tell you. And when you ask them, what are your three most serious concerns about cremation, you're going to uncover things that you now don't even think of, or you are assuming that because they want cremation, they want the cheapest. That because they are choosing cremation, they just want a cardboard box. And that because they are choosing cremation, that they don't care. The way of doing business in the 21st century is significantly different than what our predecessors had to deal with. Today, it is far more critical that we engage this customer, and I will teach you the ways to engage. There are some of you who are saying, oh, I want to have a script. You will have many scripts, and you'll be able to sit down and modify or create your own script to meet your own personal need, whether you're in rural Kansas or in metropolitan Washington, D.C. And no matter who your competitor is or what they're doing. And we'll teach you and show you how to get the value proposition of your message to your callers. take over, Rob, because I need a sip of water.
Mike, you were on a roll, and that's great. I think you were just giving away some great information there. We've had a couple questions coming in about how is this going to be delivered. You were mentioning that it was going to be downloaded from the internet, and let me just kind of go into some of the details of how those modules will be made available to you online. What will happen on a weekly basis, starting on November 10th, on the Monday, there will actually be a video that will be available to you to watch online. Now, this will be like a PowerPoint with Mike and I going through each module. But you can choose. You can either watch it in the video format. You can listen to it as audio and look and have the PowerPoint slides printed off for you. There'll be worksheets, and you can also download these videos so that you can have them on your computer to watch over and over again. So these three modules will be released on November 10th, November 17th, and November 24th. Now, one of the things that is...
Would you repeat those dates again, Rob?
I hope that you have them in your calendar, Mike.
No, I do, but I just...
Okay. November the 10th, the 17th, and the 24th. And when... this might be new for some of you, this kind of crossover between these live educational sessions that we go to when we go to our regional, state, provincial, or even national conventions, and kind of this home study version. But just let me assure you, and I've done this before with other funeral directors, is that this is kind of a hybrid of both, because we're not just going to sell you some DVDs or video files that you're going to download, and you're going to watch them, and that's it, and you're going to feel that you're left all alone at your funeral home. Each week, at the end of the week, on the Thursday, we're going to have a live call, and you can actually submit your questions and have your staff online and listen to as Mike answers the questions pertaining to each module. So that will happen on the Thursday, the 13th, and the 20th, and then because of Thanksgiving being on November 27th, the third call will be on the Wednesday, the 26th. So that now you don't have to, although you're here live listening to this call, all the calls are recorded because we know just as well as you that the nature of our business, you don't know when that phone's going to ring and you're going to be called off to serve your community. So you can by all means listen live, but you can also have the ability to listen to it in recorded format.
At your convenience.
Absolutely.
Right.
And it's amazing, when I've done this before, lots of people will access this in the evening when things are slower or when things are quiet around the funeral home, and just whatever works best. And you're not having to worry, you're not having to juggle schedules or make allowances for staff who have to go out of town to receive training. You can do it at the convenience and work around the schedule of the families and the funerals that you're serving at that time. Now, we both, Mike and I, believe that that we'd like to provide additional benefit to you.
Rob, can I mention something else?
Sure.
That in addition to them having this material, which becomes their property, okay, their material to use and share with their staff, we've also made it loud and clear that they are more than welcome to contact you or me anytime for assistance, for an answer to their question. Am I right? Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yes, Mike.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, you cut out there. Can you repeat the question?
Well, I was just saying that, this is not a one-time deal. Here it is. We're giving it to you, and see you later. you get that when you go to a seminar at a national or state convention. And you have a little opportunity to sit and discuss your particular situation with that presenter. It is available. You all have our phone numbers. You have our email addresses. We are here for the long run. We are here to serve you. We are here to help you. And we will answer your particular situation.
Now, you know, in addition just to this, to the training, the three modules that that Mike's put together for us, we also have some bonuses. So if you do register, you'll be getting a special training for that Mike's put together, and it's going to be a one-hour audio program that is going to be about taking the first call. And not only is this going to be for funeral directors and arrangers, but it's something that you must share with your administrative staff, your part-time staff, and even your answering service personnel. And together with that, Mike's going to include, you know, from his years of owning his funeral home in California, but as well as helping other funeral directors throughout North America, you know, his recommended first call sheet that will be made available, order release form, and also the confirmation of delivery of the deceased to the funeral home form that are all part of best practices for that first initial step of making contact with that family, and just so that you have the latest and most current information and documentation. Also, a couple things that I'm going to include are two spreadsheets. So if you're using Excel, these are just great tools that you can use. And the first one is going to be something that you will use on a daily basis if you choose, and it's what I call my competition tracker. And this actually tracks your market share in great detail, you versus your competitors, and not only just by number of calls, because nowadays just counting the number of calls doesn't work anymore, but it's going to also help you calculate the dollars. And you can use this to be from a competitive advantage to see, you know, you may not want to kind of focus your efforts on one funeral home that maybe they've got the highest call volume, but maybe they've got the lowest funeral average calls. So this is actually going to point it out with pie charts and a spreadsheet that will actually walk you through your entire year. And there's a dashboard there so you can see how you're doing versus you and your competition. And the second spreadsheet is the price point analyzer. And what this is that it actually demonstrates the effects of price matching from a negative standpoint. So if you start to price match, it will actually show you how much money you're losing, but you're still having to service those calls. And then on the other hand, of what happens when you raise your prices. And maybe you raise your prices and maybe you do lose a couple of calls, but you won't after Mike's training because he's going to teach you how to differentiate yourself from your competition. But you could still even become more profitable. And this is this calculator will actually help you make that strategic decision when you're every year when it's time to raise your prices. You can pop the numbers in and just see how it's going to work. So we're going to include all of this, and Mike and I were trying to figure out what this would all be worth if you know, if you're after having to pay for it, and with, you know, hiring Mike to come to your funeral home, and with all of the additional bonuses, you know, that would be $2,000, $3,000, maybe even close to $4,000. But we've been talking, and I said, you know, Mike, I think, you know, a good number would be just under $500, $497 for all of this training over, you know, 6 hours of presentation, plus the tools, plus the additional first call training and the spreadsheets. And, you know, we just feel that it's something that one of the things when Mike and I first started talking about all this is that you know, Mike says, Rob, how do you do all that stuff online? And so I was kind of teaching Mike and showing him how it works. And why we're able to bring this at just a very, an investment of just under $500 is that we don't have to, with the resources that I have, with my understanding of technology and the internet, and you're going to learn some of that through osmosis anyway, as you continue to work closely with Mike and I through this program, that other places just can't provide this amount of value for that price because they have to hire technical people and there's all these other barriers. And with Mike and I being able to work together and I guess in our own way we're differentiating ourselves, we're able to bring it at that price point. Mike, how about you were speaking of guarantees before. What's your guarantee?
Very plain, very simple. After they register, after they pay their money, after they go through the course, after they download all the materials and it's theirs, if they're not completely satisfied, they only need to let us know and they'll get a full refund and they still get to keep what they have. Plain and simple.